Let us begin our program with consecrating ourselves to the Lord. Lord, we offer you this day. We ask you to come into our heart. We ask you to use us as you wish this day. And we offer up to you every minute, every hour, and every part of our day, and every part of our life this day, that you may work through us, that your name may be glorified, and souls may be saved, especially those souls we encounter this day. And we ask this through Christ our Lord. Well, before I continue, I do want to give a little housekeeping note, and then we'll get back to the program. If you go to CatholicAudioMedia.com, you can obviously connect to our podcast, but you'll see that I separated the podcast into the show that airs at 3 o'clock in the afternoon during the day, and this program, which airs at midnight and 3 o'clock in the morning on WEZE. So those two podcasts are separated, but they're available in the same place, CatholicAudioMedia.com. Further, if you go to podbean.com/CatholicAudioMedia, you will come to both podcasts that are right there, because that's now the Catholic Audio Media Network on Podbean. So you'll see that. Podbean.com/CatholicAudioMedia, and that's all one word, just like in the website. Podbean.com/CatholicAudioMedia. So we're beginning our week for many of you. Some of you are working on a different set of days that are not Monday through Friday. I happen to be one of those, by the way. My week is actually Saturday to Wednesday. But we are beginning our week for some of you, but we all know it's Monday. It's the traditional beginning of the week. And here we are. We've just consecrated ourselves to the Lord. And as you know, the purpose of this program is to help us to be channels of God's love. That's what we want to do. And we're doing that within the context of the last 2 weeks of the liturgical year. This is the penultimate week of the liturgical year. But our focus on this program is being there for others as agents of the kingdom of God. If I were to define what does this program stand for, it is that one sentence: learning and growing in our ability to be there for others as agents of the kingdom of God. And that requires prayer. We cannot do that without being people of prayer. That's why we always begin with the prayer, because we need to be people of prayer so that we can be agents of the kingdom of God through our prayer. And so we've talked in the past about different forms of prayer and different ways of praying for others and different ways of even praying for others we don't want to meet. Such an example I gave is saying a prayer as you're stocking shelves for those that will be using the products that day, or whatever the case may be. But it's always realizing that we are agents of the kingdom of God. And as I've talked about in the earlier programs, we don't want to be focused on trying to see how God works through us. We only want to be focused on allowing God to work through us. Maybe a good example of this, I know I've given other examples, but one thing that fascinates me, and this is so true, and every priest, every minister has had this happen. I'm sure every rabbi has had this happen, and even an imam, is that I'll give a homily and someone will come up to me and tell me, obviously not during the COVID time, this COVID era, but someone will come up to me and say how much they appreciated what I said, and they will describe those things in my homily that touched their heart. And I know I never said those things. It's fascinating. But you look at that and you recognize that people heard something different than what I said, but it was what they needed to hear. And these are ways that the Lord works through us. Now, I have no way of knowing that God is doing that. I only know that it's happening. And that's why I say, don't look for that sign that God is doing that, just let it happen and just know that it is happening. But that's not unusual for a lot of people who are preachers to have that happen. Oh, that was wonderful that you said X, Y, and Z. And you realize, well, I said A, B, and C, but I never said X, Y, and Z. And you realize that happens a lot. There's another interesting story, completely different story. It's one of my favorites, just for the record. And it is, never, ever take too seriously anyone's compliment of your homily, because there are people that will compliment any form of a homily. Now, I'm not obviously detracting people from doing that. It's really nice, and it's very affirming when people do that, but never take it too seriously, because there are people that will compliment any form of a homily. And that happened to me. Honest, that happened to be at St. Rose Parish in Chelsea, Massachusetts. Usually around November, when you turn the heat on, a lot of times boilers don't work. That first week, there's always some kind of a technical problem with a boiler. And we had that problem, and it was cold in the church. So the entire homily I gave was this. It's really cold in the church. Our boiler isn't working, so I'm not going to give a homily right now, and we'll just continue the Mass. That's all I said. Bam. And at the end of the Mass, someone said to me, "Father, that was the most inspirational homily I have ever heard." And I've always remembered that story, because obviously she didn't listen to the homily that well, unless she was inspired by something I said, the way I said it, just in that principle I talked about in a few minutes ago. We'll be right back right after this. You're listening to St. Anthony Overnight from St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. My name is Father Robert J. Carr, and we are here every single Monday through Friday at midnight and 3 o'clock in the morning on WEZE. We'll be right back. Do you know that you can put together an adoration chapel of your own in your own house? With concerns surrounding the coronavirus and social distancing, many miss the opportunity to pray before the Blessed Sacrament. However, with a little ingenuity, it is quite easy, and you are not doing anything irreverent or illicit. Simply search Eucharistic Adoration Live on YouTube, and several live channels in different parts of the world will pop up. Now you can engage in Eucharistic Adoration in your own home if it is not available in your local parish church. Eucharistic Adoration Live on YouTube. Hey, don't forget our website, CatholicAudioMedia.com, where you can connect with the show, you can contact us. You can also send prayer requests. Remember, your prayer requests, you can send them either anonymously, meaning we'll just say a special intention, we've done that, or we will say, you know, this is a prayer request from so-and-so, and this is what they want us to pray for. And that's also there. And you can also donate to the show. If the show is touching your heart, if the show is helping you and you'd like to donate to the show, you can do that also through a button there. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. And you can also see the two podcasts that we now have from the Catholic Audio Media Network on Podbean, podbean.com/Catholic Audio Media. But you can also see the two podcasts there, and how to get in touch with them through Alexa. So you can do that. CatholicAudioMedia.com. Well, we have been talking about this new liturgical year and understanding living our faith, and also how we are called to be agents of the kingdom of God. And that goes for each and every one of us, because all of us have that call to be holy, and all of us have that call to be agents of the kingdom of God. And part of that is just praying in many ways, just, you know, offering up our day or just talking to the Lord during the day. And one of the things that's important to pray for that I've learned over the years is being able to pray when we are feeling unable to serve the Lord. Now, there's all different reasons for that. People may live with, for example, a form of post-traumatic stress disorder where they live in a lot of terror, so they can't feel they can serve the Lord to the level that they'd like to, because if they end up in a situation that sets off their PTSD, it'll shut them down. So they can bring that to the Lord and say, Lord, I can't go into that situation. I can't. You need to fix that. You need to heal me of that situation. And obviously, you can avail yourself of professional help there. There's nothing wrong with that. That's actually something that the Lord recommends. But it's in the Bible. It's not that he just said to me, I recommend this. It's in the Bible. But in any case, but to bring that to the Lord and to ask the Lord to help you when you are entering situations that are a challenge to you that you may be going into because that's just the way things have happened. You know, standing up and living your faith, but doing it a way that you're constantly in prayer, or you're in prayer in a sense. You know, constantly doesn't mean just constantly saying the Our Father, but just talking to the Lord and understanding that we get our strength from the Lord, not on our own. We can turn around and we can say, well, this is what I think I want to do as service to the Lord. But what we really want to do is say, Lord, help me in this situation. Let me be guided by you, as we do in many, many of the consecrations in the morning. But also, I really feel afraid right now. I'm nervous. I'm in an uncomfortable situation. Please help me. Please help me know that you are there. Please help me know that you are present. And just different ways that can happen. Sometimes you may do something really challenging. You may have really stepped out of your box and really challenging. And I tend to be outspoken as much as I go through my difficult periods as well. And Lord knows I do. And they are the effect of me being outspoken. So I have a little bit of PTSD, and actually it's not a little bit, dealing with a lot of things. And I have literally been in positions where I know I have spoken, and it's been one of those things where I've said something that could either really come back very badly, or it could come back very well, one or the other. And then I've just gone out and prayed and said, oh Lord, you know, help me. Help me. I've done what I felt was the right thing to do, but I know that this can go one way or the other. Please guide me. I remember one time I did this. I used to pray down at Wampatuck State Park. And I'd go down there, and I was in a place, and I was in one of these, oh Lord, I had to do what I did, but I don't know what the reaction is going to be, and the whole bit, and people don't see that side of me. And suddenly some people walked by, and as they walked by, they're suddenly out of the balloon, they just walked by, and one of them said to me, all will be well. And those are powerful words that remind us that God is in charge. And I just took that, and everything turned out well. Powerful words to keep in mind, but always be ready to offer things up to the Lord, even our most difficult times, and say, Lord, if you want me to be your servant, you have to help me to do that. We're going to be back tomorrow morning at midnight and 3 o'clock in the morning on WEZE. We have a website for our programs that will connect you to the parish, the blog, and to share your prayer requests with us. If you've been touched by our program, you can even show your support through your donation. We are at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's all one word, CatholicAudioMedia.com. It is updated regularly with blog posts and podcasts of the program. So stay connected with us and tell us how this show has touched your heart. CatholicAudioMedia.com.